so great. And you know, we try to soak up her energy while she's here with us. So it's like, oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So now it's time for our solo meditation. And Bonnie, are you going to be doing the prayer of St. Francis today? Okay, come on up, Bonnie. Bonnie is just blessing us each week with beautiful renditions of inspiration for our solo meditation. So,
we hope to expand our repertoire.
Yeah, we're working on that. So,
singers.
Special time. Thank you.
It's a wonderful day. What can you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went for a walk this morning quite early, and all the flowers are beginning to come out. And when I went back inside, we have a wonderful backyard and this kind of set of trees. And I almost in my mind, I could see that statue of St. Francis of Assisi, right? The one with the bird on either his hand mm-hmm. or on his shoulder. And I just felt such peace in the spring, like you were saying, you know, you think of winter and buffalo, and then all of a sudden you have this wonderful, peaceful morning. Though I have sung this here for everyone before, I just felt it was a perfect song to sing for today. And the words that really came to me, and one of these days I'll compose music to Robert Browning's Pippa's song, but his last line is, God is in his heaven and all is right with the world. And that's just kind of where we are.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never see to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to
just a note to add about St. Francis, the wonderful head and leader of the Catholic Church, announced in his speech yesterday that there is no hell. Isn't that what we've been saying?
Yes.
And he also said that everyone is to be honored. no matter who they were or what they believed, even an atheist, if they believe it, it's their truth. And he said that the Bible was written for specific reasons and that we don't read it as a literal, you know, work. He did. And he said that he is welcoming women to be priests and bishops, and he hopes someday for a woman pope. God is good. I know. God is good. And to hear that, I read that last night after all my guests left, and I said, you have just made the perfect day for me. I just couldn't believe that the common consciousness that prayer of St. Anthony and the name that he chose to be able to be a leader of a great religion, thinking in the same way that we do. Oh, I'm just so honored to be here today. So thank you. I just had to share that. I couldn't keep that quiet for very long. And now at this time, I'm going to introduce our speaker, which is our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Life is so good, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
You know, things are changing. Back when I first was looking for direction and had not even found metaphysics yet, I was thinking this morning of how do we get inspiration? Because everyone has some ways that they get inspiration. And I believe once you get a touch of inspiration, it's like a light will guide you to where you need to be. Years ago, I was so despondent because I didn't hear anything positive in the church that I was attending. And I seemed to feel a lot of fear around, and I couldn't understand that. I think I've told you before, that's when my aunt had sent me a book, World of Flame by Billy Graham, and I got up in the middle of the night and I put it underneath all the boxes in my closet because it frightened me so much. And I wondered how someone who had such beautiful music in their program could have things so discouraging to the world. So I developed a great way of tuning out to the things that I didn't like and holding on to the things that I did like. So that went on for quite a while. And then I found Hour of Power with Robert Schuller because he also had beautiful music. But he had a more positive message that inspired people in positive Christianity all over the world. So I want to have gratitude for all those people. And I want to have gratitude for those people in my life because I did feel inspiration in their music. I did feel inspiration in the little saying, God loves you, and so I do too. I never heard that in my church, but I sure heard it in metaphysics over and over and over. But today, I haven't found Robert Schuller for a long time. And today, I found his program again. I don't know if many of you know it, but he lost his Crystal Cathedral. And it's gone a little downhill. But they now have a new building. And they were honoring his wife because he passed away this week. She passed away this week. But somebody said on that program today, you must come through the sun before you can receive the goodness of the Father. Of course, I had a little bit of, I thought, ooh, that sounds old to me again. And then I had a vision and I had an understanding in my consciousness. You must come through the son or the daughter of that divine self within yourself, that love essence within your heart. The only way you can find your God is going within yourself and opening your heart, because that's where the response is. Not once in the Bible did Jesus say, I am the only begotten Son of God. If so, he wouldn't have said, the same Father lives in all of you. But this morning, I want to thank God, and all the people who opened their hearts to their inspiration and their understanding, because if someone is inspired and they're telling their truth, it inspires all of us, even if it makes us aware of a truth that they're not aware of. But inspiration is something, once you are confident enough in yourself to let go of your ego and to realize that we are wonderful miracles of nature. We think and we have a great body that gets us from place to place. But we also have the committee that tells us everything's impossible. But if in gratitude, when you're listening to someone that's inspiring in any way, do you realize all of a sudden that open door is in our awareness to our possibilities, in our daydreaming and our thinking? When someone is so aware of who they are and their connection to their God, and then when they step out just a little bit more and are not afraid to live in their inspiration and their passion, then they freely give of their talent no matter what it is. And it's those people who freely give of themselves in love that changes the world today. It's the people in this church that freely give of themselves that makes this congregation such a beautiful, wonderful place to come and feel love and feel companionship. And through this passion and through this inspiration, I found myself to the church in Muncie, Indiana. Someone asked me, and then I really got inspired, I'll tell you. There are things called, in this life, there are different kinds of mediums. There are mediums who give messages. There are of guides and teachers and loved ones. There are inspirational mediums who mostly channel inspiration. But in this day and in this age, the time of awakening is when those of us who know how to have our passion and inspiration, it's time for us to awaken within our own divinity so that we know how to open the door to our own heart to receive the needs of what we need. Back 20 years ago, we were still in the Piscean age, and I loved my medium. She was so, you all know, you've heard me talk about her. And I need to say this, on our meetup page, someone had asked a message yesterday. Our meetup is down, and I can't reply with an answer, so we have to get Scott on it. But the question was, is it true or is it just a fallacy that when you come to class, you have to talk to the dead? Well, my first, I wanted to say, we don't talk to anything that's dead. The only thing impossible in life is death, because life goes on. And the truth of the matter is, all through the Bible, whether you want to take it literally or not literally, there are examples of mediumship all the way through. It wasn't just Jesus. It's all the way through the Bible. And we all interpret great books according to our understanding. And most metaphysicians grow because they don't have the fear and they're learning how to let go of the negative. But at this time, my youngest daughter, back 20-some years ago, had gotten married. And it was a a great marriage. And she had two children that were sick all the time in the hospital, one or two times a month around the clock. We lived in a very polluted area. And so Melissa went and had a reading with Virginia this one day. And I happened to be there too. She wanted to talk to me. And she explained to Melissa that she had come to experience many great tragedies in life, but that to hold on, because Spirit was giving her a golden nugget to hold on to, and to not let go of this golden nugget, because halfway through her life would change, and she would pick up this nugget. She would still have it and be able to go on with her life. Spirit told her that she would gain quite a bit of weight. But when she realized she was worth that golden nugget, it would fall away and her life would change. Well, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, we had Cinnamon Mancini here, a great medium too. And she told me about it in my reading. She told my daughter, "I see a lady here. She's handing you a golden nugget. Don't forget." Do you know what proof that is after all those years? Just a simple little symbol. Some people say, well, they just give symbols. That could mean anything. No, it can't. That changed even my life. It changed her life. And you know, the girl is very healthy, and she's lost 135 pounds. They told her the weight would just fall off when this happened. It's just fallen off. You see, sometimes we come for experiences. We don't really know why. But sometimes it's like the tempered steel that changes form. Sometimes it's like the powerful coal that can do so much damage. But when the pressure's on it, we get a beautiful diamond. You see, sometimes we don't know what our life path is, but someone who is so inspired to give us their truth of their talent can give us something to hold on to, even when we don't think we have anything to hold on to. But the wonderful thing about this day and age is, it's the day of awakening to your talents. It's the day of opening the heart to where we can get our own inspiration now, because we're growing into that period of time when we're knowing and learning that we're just as much spirit now as we'll ever be. And when we make the transition, this body might fall, but my spirit will continue. And believe me, it doesn't take, no spirit stays in a decaying body for 3 days. You know, there's so much superstition in metaphysics. If that were true, there would never be any near-death experiences. Life is beautiful. But the truth of the matter is, life can and is beautiful here now. All you have to do is look outside with gratitude and see the sun today. And not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. The weatherman has told us that. But we can take this light and this love today, and with our imagination and our gratitude, say, "Thank you, God, for that beautiful day of yesterday, and I told tomorrow is coming." So if we're snowed in, we can read a book, or we can clean a house and thank God that we've had time to stop for a moment. But each and every person, I truly believe in my heart, has a mission in this life that's on this earth plane right now. And they have a mission that says, if you want to be happy, you've got to learn to look within. It's not through the Son to the Father. We look to the Son and other great prophets and masters. We look to them for a way to fashion our life and to realize and to understand what they spoke about was simplicity and love. If we listen to their words, you hear no fear. If you listen to their words, they speak that we're all one. If you listen to their words, you realize with everything, when we get to that place and that awareness that we have an affinity with all of nature. And it might be a walk in a park or a woods where you might look and see that beautiful essence of God in a tree. You might open your clairvoyance and see all of a sudden that inside a tree is very much like a human body clairvoyantly. You see lights and flashes. Looks very much like blood to me running up and down clairvoyantly in that life essence. And you can say, thank you, tree. I have an affinity with you. Thank you, God. Thank you for this tree being my friend today. You see, back to Robert Schuller, they went to the palatial place to worship, and that's wonderful. It was beautiful. But in today, it's not the material things that count. It's the simplicity that opens the door to our divinity. It's opening the door to our divinity that gives us inspiration that we can live with every day. And it's looking around with gratitude and looking back with gratitude that the people who inspired us so that we could keep going to grow into our own truth. God bless you all.
Thank you, Connie.